My name is Mark Bo. A lot of people call me Bo. I'm from Burma.
Bo is one of more than 200 Burmese refugees currently living in Chapel Hill and neighboring Carrboro. The world is now watching this small Asian country ever since pictures and video surfaced of Burma's military beating pro-democracy monks and civilians in September. Bo has been fighting for his country for much longer.
I saw two teachers die, and two schoolmates die, and a lot of people die, and I feel like, you know, we want to do something, you know, for freedom Burma, and we try to go to jungle. I live there 5 years in jungle. I fight to government. After 3 years, I got one gunshot. That's what I think, you know, I'm not living in jungle forever, you know, in my life.
Bo realized he couldn't live the rest of his life in the jungle without proper medicine and food. He decided to take his struggle elsewhere.
We never give up. We never stop. Wherever we go, it's like a Thailand, jungle, and the United States. That's what we do right now.
Bo attends rallies and protests, including a recent trip to the Russian and Chinese embassies in Washington. Both countries openly trade with Burma and insist any political unrest is an internal affair. Bo works at the Carolina Inn and sometimes tries to send money back to his mother, whom he hasn't spoken to in more than 4 months because of the military's crackdown.
I don't know if she's okay or not because I don't have a quartet. I think she's okay. That's why I think so. But Burmese government, you never know, did very bad sometimes, you know, to my family and the democracy family.
Bo's friend Za works for the University of North Carolina's housekeeping. When he talks, he's quiet, but it wasn't so long ago that Za was a student leader in the late 80s, living in the house of opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Bo recounts what Suu Kyi said to Za at the time.
She said, every student, no violence. She said all the time, no violence. If you got love in the country, you had to study hard.
Even after 10 years in the U.S., not a day goes by that Bo and Za aren't trying to help their country so that they might someday return.
I'm happy to live here, but I miss my country a lot because I feel like I want to do something for my people because that's why I came here. But I never give up. I want to do every time, every day, every year I had to do that.
Bo still has a CD of pro-democracy songs he listened to while in the jungle. Most are highly synthesized. Others sound like familiar pop music songs. There have been two UN envoys to Burma, and Aung San Suu Kyi will now be allowed to meet with leaders of her political party, as well as a liaison to the junta. Yet, human rights groups, as well as Bo, insist that hundreds of civilians are still imprisoned. It seems Bo and Za remain equally optimistic and skeptic of when, and if, democracy will prevail. In Chapel Hill, I'm Julia Ritchie, Carolina Connection.